up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, actress and singer Katie Stevens. How are you, Katie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. So it's been how long since I've seen you? And we met at American Idol, was it?
It was the American Idols. I think we came on to Extra.
Okay.
And yeah, it was like all 10 of us or 12 of us. And yeah, I met you like 8 years ago.
Yeah. And your lovely mama.
Yes.
How was she?
You took like a prom posed photo with her.
That's kind of a go-to.
It was very
sweet. I don't know if it was a go-to.
No. Like when people bring their moms for some reason.
Sometimes it's a special request.
You know what I think it was though? It was because I was a senior in high school, but I was missing my prom that day.
There had to be.
But you took a prom photo with my mom instead of me, but it's okay.
Well, mom's probably closer to my age, you know, more appropriate right there. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. You've
been doing great ever since. Season 2 of The Bold Type just premiered on Freeform. And remind me, this is about the world of fashion magazines, right?
Yes. So it's inspired by the experiences of Joanna Coles, who was the editor-in-chief of Cosmo, and she's now chief content officer of Hearst.
Based on a true story.
Yeah. So it's based on like the experiences of the women of Cosmo. And
nice. So
I play a writer there.
Jane.
Yes.
So what's Jane up to in season 2?
Well, Jane last season left Scarlet, which is our magazine, and she went to Insight, which kind of had more of like a Vice kind of vibe.
Right.
And she got fired.
Ooh.
So now she's trying to live the freelance life, but is failing miserably.
She's at a transitional phase.
Yes.
Ah. And the show takes place in New York, right?
It does. But
where do you guys shoot?
We shoot in Montreal.
Oh. Montreal.
Yes.
Very fancy. By the way, I don't hear of too much production go on in Montreal. That's the one major city in Canada that I haven't been to,
but
I've heard nothing but awesome things, and I know it's incredible, right?
It's unbelievable. And they actually surprisingly do shoot a lot there. Like they shot X-Men there. They just recently did the new Jack Ryan with John Krasinski.
Yeah.
So they work on a ton of stuff. One thing I was surprised that shot there was that movie The Bone Collector with Denzel and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. But you love the city.
It's amazing.
And nightlife, it's got to be great.
Yeah, everybody speaks French. Yes. I know how to say, like, I'm hungry, I'm tired, and
can I have a glass of...
Je suis fatigué is I'm tired.
Je suis fatigué.
Yeah, and then it's j'ai faim is I'm hungry.
J'ai faim?
J'ai faim.
J'ai faim, j'ai faim.
Yep. And then this one's harder. Est-ce que je peux avoir un verre du vin?
Est-ce que je peux avoir un verre du vin? What is that?
Almost. That's can I have a glass of wine?
Est-ce que je peux avoir un verre du vin? Right?
Almost. Un verre du vin.
Un verre du vin. You have a very good accent.
I'm Portuguese.
Oh, okay.
So it's like I grew up speaking Portuguese. So like learning other languages.
Did
like,
you grow up speaking Portuguese?
Yeah,
that's a very difficult language.
It is. I learned Portuguese and English at the same time.
What? That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Bicultural. I need to bring you to my jiu-jitsu class.
Sure.
So the Brazilian guys.
I can. I'll teach you some stuff like stop hurting me.
Yeah, that's what I need. That's what I need, as a matter of fact. You've already been renewed for season 3. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, that's a hit. Show's a hit.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like I did Seth Meyers last night, and like women from Seth's office were coming in being like, we love the show. I'm so obsessed with it. And it's just so... I don't know. You're kind of in this bubble when you're shooting things.
Yeah.
And then when people actually say that they watch it, you're almost like, you don't watch it.
That's
but
cool.
It's cool
it's
to
a great
like
feeling.
Hear. Yeah.
And you've also got this starring role in the horror movie Haunt.
Yes.
What's this about?
Well, it was written by the guys who wrote A Quiet Place.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Great people
behind
it.
With John Krasinski. And it's kind of my character, Harper. She's very introverted. And she gets invited to go out with her friends. It's like Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And they stop at this haunt, like a haunted house. And while they're in there, they realize that it starts to get real.
Ooh.
In the haunted house.
Fun. Those are so much fun to shoot, huh?
Yeah. And it's interesting because I feel like I've always had that thought of why isn't there a horror movie where like people go to a haunted house and stuff is real.
Yeah. You kind of want that to happen.
I don't want it to happen. And now I'm like, I don't want to put it in anyone's mind that they can do that.
Right.
But I really like it because, you know, my character gets to be the heroine of the story.
Okay. So you survive.
I will not say.
Well, do heroines? Yeah, I guess some heroines die.
Yeah.
I guess. Have you ever been to the Halloween Horror Nights here?
Oh, yes.
So much fun, right?
Yes, so much fun, but I
You can totally
scream,
die in one of those, I can tell.
I scream, I hide behind people. Like, I don't like horror things, and my fiance loves horror, and I've always said, you know, I will never watch a horror movie with you unless I'm in it. So he's very excited.
Well, congratulations, by
Thank
the way,
you.
On getting engaged.
Yes.
How long ago did you get engaged?
New Year's Eve.
Oh, New Year's Eve, very romantic. Yes. Did he wait for it to strike midnight and then he dropped or what?
He did not. We
ball drop, knee drop?
No, it was actually during the day. We were in Switzerland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was pretty nice. And he used to always say to me, I'm going to marry you someday. And I would say, you're going to marry me on Sunday. And it was a Sunday. And he asked me what day it was. And then he pulled a letter out of his backpack. And he had written me 3 years ago a stack of letters for me to open at times when we were apart. Like, open when you miss me, when you're on the plane to see me.
And he made copies?
And one said, do not open until I say so. And he whipped that out and it said, Katie, marry me, ? So he wrote it 3 years ago.
Romantic.
Yeah. So it was fine that it didn't happen at midnight.
Yeah, no, that's fine. He's fine. He made it up for that. Where'd y'all meet?
We actually met in LA. He's a musician and he moved in with my best guy friend. And I saw a photo of them at a Celtics Clippers game. And I texted my friend and I was like, who is that? And he was like, that's my new roommate. And I was like, cool, I'm coming over.
Look at that. What's he play?
He plays the guitar.
What kind of music?
He was in a pop punk band for years called Boys Like Girls.
Uh-huh.
And now he is a country music songwriter and producer. So
look at that transition.
Yeah. So he's done some production on Blake Shelton's records.
Nice.
He had a number one with Dan and Shay last year.
Get you the proud fiance right
Yeah.
Here. Do you have a wedding
I'm proud of him. It's going to be at the end of next year sometime. I'm shooting all year, so I'm just kind of like, I don't want to try planning a wedding while I'm filming.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let's just like leave it till
next
year.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We were talking about American Idol earlier. What do you think of the reboot that came back?
I mean, I think it's great. I mean, it opens so many doors for me and, you know, it gives opportunity to people that otherwise might not have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the new judges. I think that it's great. I think, you know, I was skeptical. I was like, oh, what's Katy Perry going to be like? Or, you know, and the three of them together, Lionel and Luke Bryan, I think they're amazing.
And where are you from originally?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay. East Coast.
Yes.
All the family back there still?
My mom and dad. Yeah. But they're moving to Florida, doing the whole retire down to Florida thing.
Where down in Florida?
Siesta Key.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Siesta Key.
But it's funny because now there's that reality show Siesta Key. And I'm like, mom, dad, get on it.
Is it like a Jersey Shore kind of deal?
Kind of. Yeah.
Oh,
I think it's more along the lines of like Laguna Beach, what Laguna Beach was.
Right. You see your mom and dad turn up.
They just like turn up.
That would be amazing.
At the high school party. Like,
yeah,
hey.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All
okay.
Right? Current song obsession.
Oh, God. I'm really bad at this. In My Blood by Shawn Mendes.
Okay. Last show you binge watched?
Queer Eye.
Celebrity crush growing up?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Crazy. Oh, growing up even?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been on the scene for a while.
Yeah.
Dog or cat person?
Dog.
Nickname growing up?
Kook.
Kook.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what my dad still calls me.
Okay. Kook. Short for cookie, or are you crazy?
No, it's really weird. My dad has like this weird language. It's not even a language that he uses on babies and animals. And so I guess when I was little, he's like, who's my kooky nookie? And then it just shortened down to Kook. It's really embarrassing.
Okay.
My mom made my first screen name and it was Kooky Nook. And I was like, cool. Well, I'm never going on the internet because I'm never going to let anybody know.
All right, pops. What's your wedding song going to be?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. My friends Dan and Shay just came out with this really beautiful song called Speechless. About seeing their wives for the first time in their dresses because they both got married last year. So I might, because they're our friends, be like, will you sing this at our wedding?
Sounds appropriate. Too.
Yeah.
Nice. Fun. Well, The Bold Type airs Tuesdays on Freeform. You can follow her on Twitter @TheKatieStevens. Thanks for stopping by, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
On with Mario Lopez.